Reading habits, that's what this is all about. What kind of habits do I have when I read? The background is that when I heard Braille Snail, Amy's audio boo yesterday, in which she described her own habits in relation to reading and went through 12 questions and answered them and encouraged other people to chip in, I felt really engaged. I really wanted to answer the questions because every question seemed to open up a whole lot of stuff about that I haven't really spoken very much about before. So I was very keen to do it, but I got distracted, so I did nothing. And I basically kind of forgot about it, to be honest. And until the last few minutes, I've just been tagged by Bernie Goldback, Top Gold on Audioboo and all sorts of other channels as well. And he's keen to learn about my reading habits. And nothing is actually nicer than to have somebody say, hey, I'd like to know what you think, as far as I'm concerned. So I'm going to say what I think, and then I'm going to pick somebody, and I'm going to also say, I'd like to know about their reading habits. So here goes, 12 questions put forward by Braille Snail. The first one is, do you have a certain place you like to read? Well, I wish I could say yes to that. I used to have a certain place I loved to read in Cork, and it was in the English Market, and it was a huge big table upstairs in the English Market. And there's a very sorry story about how that table got moved and it's now disappeared. And that was my favourite reading place in public. I also read in the kitchen. I read on top of the a bar in my kitchen. I have another room in the house which has a sofa. And I also read in bed. So, in fact, the truth is I'm Catholic or eclectic, whichever you like on that one. Now, secondly, do I use bookmarks or random pieces of paper? Well, how do I mark? No, I do something that my father would be turning in his grave about. I actually turn over corners of a book. I am no good on the old. I do use bookmarks sometimes, but other times I just turn over the corner on the book so I then can find where to resume next time. Third question is, can you just stop reading or do you have to read to the end of the chapter? I can definitely stop reading at any point. I've been reading Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance at the slowest ever read. I think I read about one quarter of a page at a time. And I've been reading that book for quite a long time. Just an extreme example. I can stop anywhere at all in the middle. I have no compulsion about the end of chapters. Number four, do I eat or drink while I'm reading? I certainly drink while I'm reading. Drink water, drink wine, drink beer, drink coffee, drink tea. Do I eat while I'm reading? I do, I suppose. I drip crumbs into the book quite often. So, but generally speaking, I don't eat while I'm reading. Although I do find that if I drop little bits of coffee or tea into the book, it adds to the patina and gives the book a bit of character, and I like that. So I'm kind of generally disposed positively towards, like, a little bit of Christmas cake left in a book and found many years later, or a leaf or something like that, gives the book a real bit of character. Can I read with music or TV on? Yes, definitely. I can certainly read with music. I can certainly read with TV on. I suppose I'm endeavouring to be more mindful and do one thing at a time sequentially. So I'm kind of trying to discourage myself from multitasking, if you like. But no, I have no difficulty with the music. Although I suppose in general, I prefer to focus on music in its own right. Do I read one book at a time or several at once? Well, now, when was the last time I was reading only one book? That's the thing about it is, yeah, I read loads of books at the same time. I find it quite difficult to remember what's the last book I finished. So, yeah, I'm a complete book person. I'm surrounded on all sides by books, and I probably have four of them in the bag that I brought to work with me this morning as well. Do I read at home, or the next one is question number 7. Do I read at home or everywhere? I read everywhere, really. I read everywhere. Yeah, I definitely. Yeah, there's no question about it. I, on the other hand, I do actually also carry a Moleskine notebook, so I probably do more writing. So it's between a book, will I write or will I read, wherever I go. Okay, do I read to myself or do I read out loud? I read poetry out loud. I find it impossible to read poetry not reading it out loud. Every other form of reading I do in my head, except when I read things to other people, and I quite often do read things to other people. I get enthusiastic about something or I get nauseous about something and I share. So I'm a big sharer. I make a lot of noise when I'm reading, probably. Well, do I read ahead and skip pages? Well, good question. I don't skip pages. No, I genuinely, I think, but it don't always start at the beginning of a book. I'm particularly, I read quite a lot of business books and a lot of poetry books and a lot of history books. So all of those, I could go into them anywhere. I read quite a lot of books with a random starting place. I kind of say, oh, I'll trust the universe. Let me see what I'm meant to read today. Number 10 is very challenging. Do I break spines or keep it like new? Now, I was brought up the son of a bookseller, grandson of a bookseller to be exact as well, to have any book I wanted available to me. It meant I read much less than most people, by the way, but I did actually have complete access to any book I could possibly want, provided that I was able to read it without in such a way that it could be put back into stock in the bookshop in O'Mahony's in Limerick. So I learned the art of being able to read a book without anybody realizing that you'd even opened the book. These days, I consume books. I break spines. I've been known to tear pages out of books. I mark them. We're getting on to number 11 in a second. But no book I've ever had ends up like new. That's why I never borrow books from other people. I'm incapable of reading books that other people lend me because they will never get back their own book. Because getting on to question 11, do I write in my books? I write in every single book that I read, except novels sometimes. And even then I might underline sections in a novel. I write in the margins. I use highlighting pens. I keep notes of the days, of the dates when I read the books. I absolutely attack a book with vigor. If I opened the books in my library, I do have a library in effect, they'd be writing all over them. I can't imagine why I would ever. That's why I'm not really that good on Kindle's stuff, because I cannot write in it. I know technically you can highlight stuff, but there's something tactile about actually getting marks into the page. Who do I tag? I think that actually means who should I tag about this reading habits. That's the only thing I can think about it. And who am I going to pass this on to for their reading habits? I'm going to tag Aidan Enright, a smarter egg, Aidan. I'm going to send this to him, and I want to find out about his reading habits. And I'm going to do this to more than one person. Let me find a woman whose reading habits I'd be interested in. Elaine Rogers, right, Elaine Rogers. She doesn't do much on audiobook, but she does a bit. And I'd really like to know what her reading habits are. And so there you are. Thank you, Bernie Goldback. Thank you, Top Gold. Thank you, Braille Snail, for asking me all of this. I have absolutely no idea what I've already said. I've been in a real hurry doing this, but it's been a joy. Yeah, and if you listen to this, take it up. Let's get this thing to trend, if you like, and draw as many people into this as possible. I think that would be good fun. And congrats again, Amy. Bye.